Since then, they've been together every night. Just about the time when Jillian gets off from work, Buddy heads for the front door, and he paces, agitated, until Jillian arrives, smelling of French fries and herbal soap. The teenage boys from the hamburger shack follow her halfway down the turnpike, but they stop when she turns onto Ben Street. In the fall, these boys will sign up for Ben Fry's biology course, even the lazy and stupid ones who have always failed science before. They figure that Mr. Fry knows something, and that they'd better learn whatever it is and learn fast. But these boys can study all semester. They can be on time for every single lab. They still won't learn what Ben knows until they fall head over heels in love. When they don't care if they make fools of themselves, when taking a risk seems the safest thing to do, and walking a tightrope or throwing themselves into whitewater rapids feels like child's play compared with a single kiss, then they'll understand. But for now, these boys don't know the first thing about love, and they sure don't know women. They would never have imagined that the reason Jillian has been dropping steaming cups of hot coffee while she's waiting on people at the hamburger shack is that she can't stop thinking about the things Ben does to her when they're in his bed. She gets lost driving home whenever she thinks about the way he whispers to her. She's as hot and confused as a teenager. Jillian has always considered herself an outsider, so it's been a big relief to discover that Ben is not as normal as she originally thought. He can easily spend 3 hours at the Owl Cafe on a Sunday morning ordering plates of pancakes and eggs. Most of the waitresses there have dated him, and they get all dreamy when he comes in for breakfast, bringing him free coffee and ignoring whoever his companion might be. He keeps late hours. He's amazingly quick because of all his practice with cards and scarves, and can catch a sparrow or a chickadee in mid-flight just by reaching into the air.